I got to his place. He said, well, you know what? My my girlfriend's mom is going to be coming over. Him and his girlfriend share a place.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, her mom's going to be coming over. So if you don't want that awkwardness, you know, and be a little bit weird and, you know, whatever, you want to go somewhere? And I was like, sure, wherever. And where's the wherever place? Where do you want to go hang out? Walmart, of course.
Yeah.
Right? So this is the Lawrence Walmart, and every Walmart has its own little distinct things about it, you know? And they're all just slightly different, so that everyone feels, oh, this is my hometown Walmart. People in Junction City won't shop at the Walmart in Manhattan. They're arranged differently, and vice versa. It's a different crowd of people, too, at each place.
Yeah.
No, it's interesting how Walmarts are changed, you know, based on where they're located. It's quite the cultural study. Yeah. So we were just walking around there. He had a couple things he needed to grab, but there was nothing really on a to-do list or to-get list, you know?
Yeah.
So we're just kind of wandering around the store, and there's, like, this little bird, you know? Like, we're facing a shelf, and out of the corner of both of our eyes, we saw this bird. And we're like, he goes, do you see that?
Like a live bird?
Yeah.
Okay.
I go, that bird? Yeah, like a bird, like an outside bird.
Okay.
You know? And I don't know what kind of bird. It wasn't a distinct one, you know? Like, I couldn't tell you if it was blue jay, robin, cardinal or anything. No, it wasn't anything distinct.
What color was it?
Brown.
Oh.
There's a little brown bird.
Okay.
Let's
so
just go with
brown
that.
Bird?
So either way, he's like, he goes, let's go try to get him out of here. And I go, what do you get him out of here? Like, yeah, let's get him outside. He's going to die in here. Like, is he really going to die in here, you think? You think that bird's going to die in here?
Mm.
In Walmart? And so we're walking it down a little bit and end up in the lawn and garden area. And he goes, oh, dude, there's bird seed right here. Let's open up this bird seed bag and we'll sprinkle some toward the door. I'm like, dude, I don't need to get arrested at Walmart, you know, for shoplifting or whatever law that would be breaking. I don't want to get tied up with that, you know, so let's not break open the bag of bird seed. He's like, I think I can just chase it out. If you stand there and hold the door open, because there's an automatic door leading out to lawn and garden, mm-hmm. right? So he's thinking, if you stand there, keep that door open, I can walk that bird toward that door and we can get it out. Right. So he's walking, you know, not trying to booga, booga, booga at the bird, because you don't want it flying away, you just want it, you know, hopping. So mm-hmm. he's trying to walk behind it and get it going, but then it keeps disappearing under shelving and everything, and I'm standing there trying to look at, flower seeds or something, you know, is what was right in front of the automatic door.
Uh-huh.
So I'm pretending to be looking at flower seeds, holding this door open, waiting for Andrew to try to get this bird out of the door, out of the building, you know. And, eventually the awkwardness of the whole thing got to me too much. I was already imagining some security guard laughing his ass off watching us, you know. Some guy standing, trying to look, you know, inconspicuous in front of the door, while another guy's like following a bird around. And I go, dude, I don't know if I'm up for this right now. This is just a little bit odd. I go, do you still want to try to get? He goes, yeah, I still want to try to get out. I go, well, I'll go be in electronics and catch up with me when you're ready. So like 10 minutes later, here he comes. And I'm like, any luck with the bird? Nope. But I told an employee about the bird. That's why I told him at first. Like, why don't you just tell one of the employees here that there's a bird in the building? And he said the employee told him it'd been there for 6 months.
Oh, my gosh.
He goes, oh, that bird's fine. It's been here for 6 months.
Have they not bothered to try to get it out?
I'm not sure. I wasn't there to ask more questions, so.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Do you think you should get the bird out of Walmart?
Well, yeah, because, I mean, he belongs outside. He's going to crap all over the place and destroy stuff.
I don't know. It's weird. Really, I can imagine there being no rush to try to get the bird out of the store, but you'd think, you know, like, hey, for when you're closed, you may want to try to either catch that bird or scare it outside or do something. I mean, think, as close as we were to the little lawn and garden door, that someone would be able to scare it out. No, do you think I should have stuck around and helped instead of chickening out?
Well, I don't know. Are you one of those people that embarrass easily in public?
I just don't want to be caught being weird. You know what I mean? So
okay.
I guess we could say yes. You know?
Okay.
First, my thought process was some security guard's laughing his ass off over this. And then I was picturing the video showing up on YouTube. You know, it's like the whole thing started happening. Like, I don't need to be the guy who helped try to scare the bird out of Walmart.
Oh, man.
I don't need that today.
That'd be great if it did show up on YouTube. I'd save it.
Well, keep on checking.
Okay.
539-9750 or 238-0975. Don't you think you need to get the bird out of Walmart? You can't just let it live there. Oh, it's coexisting with us. It's fine. It's been here 6 months. It's cool.
What if it has lice?
I don't think birds have lice. Unless it's been trying on some of the ball caps over in the men's department or something.